It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Morning.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, no, we don't wish you a Merry Christmas. Not singing anyway.
No, so, this Silent Hank.
Yeah, Silent Hank could be a good thing.
Tomorrow's Christmas.
Yes.
Still no spam, Phil.
Getting close.
Well, still no spam.
We'll send you some. I got a couple spam calls yesterday.
Well, I understand that, but you know what? I'm going to get hungry for Christmas.
Are you?
Yeah, because okay. You have rebutted your invitation. I don't know what that's about.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, Hank, but you can come over for Christmas dinner if you'd like.
What time?
I don't know.
Just probably come on over.
1 o'clock or so, I suppose.
Well, the food should be done by then.
Yeah, so. Exactly. We'll be gone.
Will your house be open?
It's the least I can do.
You know what? Thank you for always thinking of me.
You're welcome. It is the season.
Yeah, it's definitely a season for you. You're still supporting your Santa Claus gear.
Yeah, I do. I like this hat.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's fitting.
Nice. It's very becoming of me.
It's becoming something of you.
Yes, it is. It's becoming a problem. I can't get my headphones over the top of it.
But it looks good.
Thank you.
The man bun on top looks good.
Hold on. Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Hey, one man prepare pants, Phil.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Our good buddy over there in Dodgeville always tells us that.
Yep, my buddy Pat Riley.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't he a gem?
He is that all right.
Yeah, so we could do a quiz on him if you want.
Yeah, we should. What's the quiz on today?
Well, today is just a little bit of basically a buffet of Christmas and Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
A little bit of trivia. All right.
A Buffett like Jimmy.
A Buffett, Buffett.
Is there any Jimmy Buffett questions or not?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Probably not, but maybe.
Go ahead.
I'd like to keep the hope up for you, Phil.
I number my paper to?
You know what? 1 to 88.
Ooh.
Let's just go from 1 to 10 right now and see what you do.
Okay.
Did you number them right?
I've got 5 mixed up with 6, but I got it.
Switch them around during the...
Yep, I will.
Okay. All right. Number 1. What is the traditional plant used to decorate during Christmas and is known for its red and green leaves? Is it a poinsettia, a holly, a mistletoe, or ivy?
All right.
Did you get that one, you think?
I hope so.
All right. In which... city was Jesus born in? Is it Nazareth, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, or Galilee?
All right.
Number 3. In Home Alone, where is the McAllister family going when they leave Kevin behind? Is it New York, Paris, London, or Rome?
That's the first one, I believe, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Number 4. Who wrote the famous Christmas song, White Christmas? Do you know that off the bat?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Let me see. Hank Bray. No, just kidding. Got it.
I'll be home.
That's not the right song.
It's not?
No, that's not
okay,
the right song.
Okay, sorry. But I won't be home for Christmas. I'll be at Phil's instead.
Have a little spam.
In what country did the custom of putting up a Christmas tree originate, Philip? Is it England, Germany, Sweden, France?
All right.
What number one? Sixer?
Sixer.
All right. What do the French call Christmas? Is it Natal, Noel, Navidad, or Jule? Natal, Noel.
Okay.
All right. Navidad, or Jule.
All right.
Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Was it Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Alabama, or Arkansas?
All right.
Number...
Eighter.
In the 12 days of Christmas, what was the gift given on the fifth day, Phil? 5, 4,
4,
turtle doves. So was it five golden rings, five calling birds, five turtle doves, or five drummers drumming?
Right.
Number niner.
Nine.
Mm-hmm. All right. In which year was Christmas declared a federal holiday in the United States? Is it 1776, 1812, 1870, 1901? Are you guessing at those?
Oh, I sure am.
At least you're honest, young man.
I am.
In which country is it tradition by filling children's shoes with treats on Christmas Eve practice? Is it the Netherlands, Germany, Mexico, or Italy? Or Arkansas?
Arkansas?
Yeah.
It's not proper to say Arkansas, is it?
No. No.
I've heard people say that over the years. Yeah. But
if you're from Arkansas, you can pronounce it Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could, but I won't.
Okay.
Especially with this Yankee accent, because they'll never believe I'm from Arkansas.
All right.
I have a bonus question.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
In the movie Elf.
Okay.
What was the elf's name called? The elf?
Uh-huh.
What was his name?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Uno Awana.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. What is a traditional plant used to decorate during Christmas and is known for red and green leaves?
Poinsettia.
That is. Poinsettia.
Woo!
All right, number two. In which city was Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
That is true.
Woo!
Nice job. Two for two. In Home Alone, where is the McAllister family going when they leave Kevin behind?
Paris.
It is Paris.
Woo!
Who wrote the famous Christmas song, White Christmas?
Irving Berlin.
That is impressive. It is.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Who sung it?
Well, the first popular version was Bing Crosby.
Okay.
Right. Many have recorded it since.
Yeah, and that was a trick question because a lot of people, Bing Crosby. Oh, he sung it. He didn't write it.
Right.
In which country did the custom of putting up a Christmas tree originate? Is it England, Germany, Sweden, or France?
Going with Germany.
It is correct. It is France. Or Germany. My goodness, yes, Germany. My bad. You are correct, Phil.
Five for five, baby. Yeah.
What do French call Christmas? Is it Natal, Noël, Navidad, or Jules?
Okay. I went with Leon. Wait a minute, my paper's upside down. Noël.
What is wrong with you?
Noël.
We need some help in here.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's
Noël. Or is Leon right?
No, Leon's right.
Okay. All right.
Leon. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday?
Massachusetts.
No.
Really?
It is Alabama.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
It's got to be one of the 13 colonies.
No, it's not.
Well.
Alabama was the first state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday.
Well, what in the world do you know?
I'm just saying.
I was cruising along. I was so smart. I had my chest puffed out. That one I thought was a slam dunk because it was one of the 13 colonies.
Well, maybe Henry put some of those in there purposely.
Maybe. Well, you know what? I'm not going to pout because Santa Claus will soon be here, and I got to watch out. Yeah,
you got to watch out, and I'm telling you why.
All right.
In the 12 days of Christmas, Phil, what gift was given on the fifth day?
Five golden rings.
Right. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle buds, and one Hank not singing.
Turtle buds?
turtle doves.
You said buds.
Did I say buds?
Yeah, you did.
Well,
all right.
Great turtles.
All right.
In which year was Christmas declared a federal holiday in the United States?
1870.
That is correct. Woo! 1870. In which country is it tradition of filling children's shoes with treats on Christmas Eve practice?
Netherlands.
It is the Netherlands.
Yes. Oh, boy.
What is the name, the bonus question, what is the name of the elf in the movie Elf?
Buddy.
Buddy is it.
Woo!
That ain't bad, Buddy.
So if I got the bonus question, that's my mulligan for Massachusetts I answered. So I almost should get a fridge hanger.
Negative, sir. 10 out of 11 is just a bonus.
Boy.
Trying to improve your grade.
All right, 9 of 10.
Not bad, buddy.
9
not
of 10
bad.
Plus 1. Oh, boy.
It should go in the fridge. It's pretty good.
It's
10
out
of 11 ain't
it
bad.
It isn't bad for
it's
me.
It's not bad.
Nope. So,
but, I didn't even throw you any lab questions today either.
No. So, I appreciate that, Hank.
So, yeah. Wait for tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah,
wait
I'm
for
sure.
tomorrow. Christmas or Hanko coming your way.
Oh, boy. All right, Hanko.
Anybody, hey, I hope that you wake up with cheers and everybody out there in Radio Land, just have a merry, merry Christmas.
And remember the real reason for the season.
That is correct.
For me to get record albums under the tree. No, just kidding.
Hey, get those records out of here, Joanne. What are you doing? Oh, my goodness.
Have a good one.
Hey,
Hank.
Buddy, merry Christmas. Everybody be kind.
Merry Christmas.